Hey! Oh, look, you're wearing fire maid robes. Yay. I mean, yay. So you got what you wanted then? Your trial went really well! Yeah, I had a bit of difficulty, so I'm a bit late. It's fine, I'm fine, there's nothing wrong. What am I wearing? Robes? You know, I just had my trial and yes, they are necromancer robes and I love them. That's exactly what I wanted, because who wants to be a healer? I mean, so what if I've been studying to be a healer for 10 years? It's fine. I mean, what's wrong with being a necromancer? Apart from the fact that everyone hates them, but it's fine. I mean, it's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. Just, you know, I changed my mind. I totally want to be a necromancer. I want to live in a stupid tower, somewhere dark and creepy with spiders, because I love spiders. I'm not terrified of spiders and snakes. I just want spiders and snakes and no one to like me. So I thought, hey, let's be a necromancer. And I messed up. I did a bad thing. But it wasn't my fault. I'm sorry. I'm fine. I'm fine. We should be celebrating. I mean, you're a fire mage. That is awesome. And you look really good in those robes. Just really, really, really good. And we were going to match you in your dark red robes and me in my gold. And and we clashed now. And now we're never going to get together and go on adventures. Get together and go on adventures, because who's ever heard of a adventuring necromancer when I'm not there? But life's not fair. And it's fine. I'm an adult. I am a mature, responsible necromancer. But it's fine. It's absolutely fine. And I mean, you're a fire mage. You can go on adventures and you'll find a healer to go with you. But when you burn yourself, and then one day when she's healing you, your eyes will meet and you'll realise that you're in love, and then you'll kiss, and then you'll get married, and that's fine, because I want to be a necromancer. And what? What happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everything was absolutely fine. I mean, I've been planning this for 10 years. I've been studying. I was late, okay? It's not that big a deal. That's not a big... People are late sometimes. Okay, I've never been late in my life, but you know, it happens. And it happened today. And it's fine. It gave me time to think about it. And I realised I don't really want to be a healer. I don't want to go on adventures with you and tend to your burns and look longingly at you. I don't want that. Why would I want that? I don't want that. I want to be a necromancer, because necromancers are cool. They are. Necromancers are very cool, because they're antisocial and awkward with people. And oh my god, I'm antisocial. I'm awkward with people. Well, not with you, because I love chocolate. And you give me chocolate. Maybe I was always meant to be a necromancer. Maybe it's fate. Maybe we're not meant to be together. Maybe I'm not meant to be your healer. Why was I late? Stuff. Important trial preparation stuff. What? Why are you interrogating me? I mean, it's just... Well, aren't I allowed to be late? do you mean no? I did not do a trial run. Okay, yes, I did plan my morning so I wouldn't be late, but I was late, and now I'm a necromancer, so what does it matter? My life is over. I will never... Nothing? I wasn't going to say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to... Fine, I'll tell you why I was late. I was going to the shop to get something, and the box was wrong, so I did not make a fuss. I did not ask to see the manager. I asked to see the manager, and that made me late. What? What was I getting from the shop? Nothing important. You know, just stuff. Why would I be getting stuff on the most important morning of my life? Well, a girl needs stuff. And what was it? What was so important that I would risk being late when I've never been late in my life because I hate being late? But, you know, necromancers like being late. And, what? Yes, I'm totally answering your question. I'm just thinking of an answer. No, because, I'm not going to lie to you. Why would I lie to you? Apart from the fact that necromancers lie a lot. So, you know, now that I'm a necromancer, a wand. I was picking up a wand. Because... You know, a necromancer needs a wand. Or not. Because... Oh, you're right. Necromancers don't need wands, so... Oh, I feel stupid. I feel... Oh, boy. Oh, silly Annie. Yes, silly Annie. Oh, what? What? Why would the wand be for anyone? Maybe I just like wands. What wand? I don't know what you're talking about. What box? This box. Oh, look, there's a box. That might be the box. The very special box that has your name. It's got your name on it. That is so... What a coincidence. It's got your name on. In gold. Oh, is that dwarven gold? That looks expensive. Very expensive. Super, super expensive. And if there was a mistake, someone who had spent a lot of money on it might have made a fuss with the manager. Just a tiny little fuss. Just a tiny little one, but obviously I don't know anything about that. That's not mine. That is No, that's not my box. Your box. Why would it be your box? Because it has your name on. I. Hmm. You might have a point because I can't think of an argument against that right now. So I guess this is yours. So you should take it. You should. I am letting go. I'm letting go. I let go. I mean, you don't need to open it though. You could just, you know, not open it. Or you could open it. Oh, it's got a wand inside. That is surprising because it's a wand box and it's got a wand inside and oh, it's got a note. A note. What does the note say? I mean, that's my handwriting. That's not my handwriting. I'm not tearing up the note. What note? There was no note. I don't know what you're talking about. You're just very stressed. You just went through a magical trial, so you're stressed. So you're just imagining that there was a note? I'm not acting strangely. Who's acting strangely? You're acting strangely. What wand? Oh, that wand. The one that you're holding in your hand. I mean, it looks like a nice wand. you know, if you like crimson ashwood ones. I mean, well, they're not specifically for fire mages. I mean, yes, they are. And yes, they are super rare. Super, super rare and very, very, very expensive. Just so expensive, I heard. I mean, are they? You tell me. I don't know anything about it. It's engraved. Shit, it's engraved. What does it say? No, why am I asking? I know what it says. No, I don't. I don't know anything about that wand. It's engraved. What does it say? I don't know. You don't need to read it. Don't read it. Don't read it. Don't read it. Why are you reading? Don't read it! Oh. It says... Ah, that's funny. That's very funny. a gift from honey. No, it's just, wow, crazy coincidences happening all over the place. I mean, first the box had your name on and now the one says it's from me, but it's not because I know nothing about it. I mean, what? Did I get that for you? No. Why would I get you a super expensive one? Just so unbelievably expensive. I mean, I it might be expensive. It's probably not. No, don't throw it away. Do you know how much that costs? Because I don't. I don't pack that. It's just a wand. Was that a question? Was I late for my trial because I was getting you a wand? Technically, no. How, technically? Well, I wasn't late because I was getting you a wand. Not that I got you that wand. But do you like it? I mean, that has nothing to do with anything, but do you? You love it? Yay. I mean, coincidence? I might have been late because I was making a fuss because they made a mistake on the engraving of the box. And that's technically what made me late. So I wasn't late because I got you the wand, because I didn't get you the wand. I was late because I was talking to the manager for the wand that I didn't get you. So technically. Well, I mean, you're right. You can be late for your trial. It doesn't stop you becoming... Well, so you know how being a healer is a highly specialized field of magic? Well, apparently if you're late to your trial, it can be really bad. Just so, so, so bad. I'm really, really good at healing. Just super good at healing. Just so good at healing. Just. You know, yes, I am really good. So I got there and I was panicking a bit because I was late. And as you know, I'm never late. So it was an unfamiliar feeling. It felt weird. And normally I only feel like that when I look at you. Anyway, I was late. I was panicking. And well, for the trial, you have to heal someone. And it's a serious injury. Life-threatening. And well, I was late. And, I healed them. I healed them, so, I mean, I was just late. So now I'm a necromancer. See? Fine. No? Well, they were on the floor, bleeding, and I... rushed over. The examiner was saying something, but I didn't listen because I needed to heal them. Because I need to be your healer. A healer. Any healer. Just generally a healer. So I laid my hands on them and I started to heal them. But it wasn't working. And you know that never happens because I am a great healer. Just fantastic. And so I just thought, put some more effort in. So I started really healing them, just healing them, healing them, just healing them. And then the instructor and the supervisor and well, suddenly there were more people in the room and they weren't wearing golden robes. And I was busy healing, so I wasn't really aware of the purple robed necromancers in the room. And then I healed her. And she got up and she tried to bite me. She tried to bite me on the neck. Right there. Yeah, no. I did what you taught me. I punched her in the face. Don't bite me. I just healed you, bitch. Only I didn't really heal her. Well, I did. I just... Well, what they were trying to tell me when I got there was that she was dead and that I should wait for them to bring in another gravely injured person, but I didn't hear them, so I just healed her. And, you know how I'm a great healer? Apparently I brought her back from the dead because I was late. So, I'm a necromancer because I was late. Because I was getting your wand. Why are you apologising? What? It's not your fault. How is it your fault? Oh, shut up. It's fine. I mean, I love being a necromancer. I mean, so what if I look horrible in purple? I mean, look at me. I'm ugly. I am. I look nice in purple? You think I... Really? Better than gold? Really? You think this makes me look mysterious? Mysterious, sexy necromancer. Wow, you never called me sexy when I was wearing the gold of the... Wow, so, hey, you think I'm sexy? But it doesn't matter because obviously, we can't go on adventures. I'm a necromancer. I raise the dead and then they bite me, which I don't like, by the way. Well, I don't think it works like that. Well, I mean, yes, technically I just really, really healed her, but I'm not a healer. I'm a necromancer. I mean, it really isn't the same thing. I'm not a healer, and you need a healer. That was your plan, to go adventuring with a healer, and your plan was to go adventuring with me. Oh, I mean, but that was when I was going to be a healer. Now I'm not a healer. Now I'm a sexy necromancer, and who wants to go on an adventure with a sexy necromancer? You do. You want to go adventuring with a sexy necromancer? I mean, me, because you think I'm sexy. Could you just say that again? You think I'm sexy? You look sexy in your robes too. And I mean, actually, the dark red and the dark purple, they go together quite well. Much better than the gold. Gold's kind of garish, really. And now I can be intimidating. I can be an intimidating sex... Why are you laughing? I can be intimidating. I am totally I'm a necromancer, bitch. Was that intimidating? Adorable. I can't be an adorable necromancer. You're adorable necromancer. Well, I mean, maybe. I mean, not that I want to be your adorable necromancer. But, I mean, if I have to. Because I don't have anything else planned. So I guess I'll just have to take you on your offer. And we can team up and go on adventures. But I'm going to need a new plan. Because the falling in love as I heal you. Nothing? Nothing? We should go. We should definitely go. Because we're going to be late. Well, I didn't plan anything, but if we go to the tavern, there might be a party with a banner with your name on it. Maybe. another coincidence. I'm not a... Don't... You can't say that... You can't say that I'm adorable out loud. Just when we're alone. And we're standing really close. And you're looking into my eyes. And then you can call me your adorable necromancer. But for now, we need to go. Because we're going to be late. What? No, I'm not alright with being late. No. What? No. Where are you going? Where are we? We're going to be late. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait, I meant to be intimidating. We're going to be late! Was that sexy? Sexy librarian? I'll take it. Come on, we've got a party. I mean, there might be a party in a tavern. Maybe. You really like the wand? Yay! I mean, yay. Well, that's my necromancer voice. Yay. Did you just call me adorable again?